everybody has heard of it, some have benefited from it, but most of us actually don't really know how it works. When was it created? How does it work? What is its budget? Does it really have an influence? We're going to answer all of these questions before talking about our personal experiences with Erasmus and its impact in our countries. First of all, I'm going to start by talking about the history of Erasmus and its creation. The project for Erasmus started to emerge in 1971 when the members of the Union decided to collaborate in the domain of higher education, and it became more concrete in 1976 when the Council of the Minister of Education set the principle of cooperation between universities in Europe based on scholarship and the recognition of diplomas. It launched the joint study programs, which were the basis of Erasmus. It is Jacques Delors, when becoming head of the European Commission in 1985, that pushed the project, and he made it a priority, as he estimated that the exchange program should concern 10% of the student population. The project took some time to be accepted, as countries were reluctant to sign it and wanted to maintain education as a state competence. Moreover, it required a lot of changes to coordinate every European country, for instance, through the creation of the ECTS credits or the unification of diplomas and years of study. The project was supported by the AEGEE, Association des États Généraux des Étudiants de l'Europe, a student association that was created by students from all over Europe in 1985. As they saw that Erasmus project was slowly abandoned, they lobbied and multiplied action to promote it. They discussed with the European Commission and met the presidents of Belgium, Germany, and France and convinced them to support the Erasmus program. The project was refused 3 times before finally being accepted by the Council of Ministers of Education on June 15, 1987. The name Erasmus has two origins. It is an acronym that means European Community Action Scheme for the Mobility of University Students, but it is also a reference to the humanist searcher philosopher Erasmus that traveled across Europe and encouraged peace, comprehension between the European people and countries. In the first year, in 1988, 3,000 students from 11 countries went abroad, and it reached more than 700,000 people. And in 2016, it reached more than 700,000 people who went abroad in 33 different countries. The project sent more than 5 million people abroad between 1988 and 2014, and it aims to touch more than 4 million people between 2016 and 2020 with the creation of Erasmus Plus. In 2014, Erasmus became Erasmus Plus, together all different projects of the European Union in terms of education. It aims to link student exchanges with professional ones and sport, as well as promoting the benefits of the program. The program Erasmus Plus can now benefit the student in higher education, trainees, vocational training students and apprentices, volunteers and youth exchanges for the European voluntary services, as well as teachers and other staff. These people that benefit from Erasmus receive grants and scholarships and gain new skills abroad while discovering the European identity.
Erasmus Plus is offering a lot of opportunities in many forms for over 4 million Europeans between 2014 and 2020. This is all made possible by the budget of 14.7 billion euros. In 2016, the budget was 2.2 billion, and more than 700 people studied, trained, and volunteered abroad. Every national agency receives a budget depending on how many people are being sent abroad and received by the country. The aim of Erasmus Plus is to contribute to the Europe 2020 strategy for growth, jobs, social equality, and inclusion. Just to name a few of the specific issues the program aims to tackle is reducing unemployment, especially among young people, promoting adult learning, especially for new skills and skills required by the labor market, and encouraging young people to take part of the European democracy. The Erasmus program provides a lot of different opportunities for both individuals and organizations. Individuals like students, teaching staff, trainees, young people, and youth workers. The opportunities they offer to students is, for example, by studying abroad or having traineeships abroad. Young people are also offered to travel as a volunteer abroad from 2 to 12 months. The organizations who can benefit from the Erasmus Plus program is organizations who facilitate the learning mobility opportunities for students, education staff, trainees, volunteers, youth workers, and young people. The benefit which the organizations can gain from being part of the Erasmus Plus program is to operate on an international level, improve management's methods, access to more funding opportunities and projects, increased ability to prepare, manage, and follow up projects, as well as a more attractive portfolio of opportunities for learners and staff at participating organizations. One of these opportunities they offer to organizations are the Jean Monnet activities, which our
Further
course
on
at
to the vision
University
of integration
of.
And how Erasmus fits into the European Union. Some academics have speculated that former Erasmus students will prove to be a powerful force in creating a pan-European identity. The political scientist Stefan Wolf, for example, has argued that if you give it 15, 20, or 25 years, Europe will be run by leaders with completely different socializations from those of today, referring to the so-called Erasmus generation. Pan-European identity is the sense of personal identification with Europe, in a cultural, racial, or political sense. The concept is discussed in the context of European integration, historically in connection with hypothetical proposals. But since the formation of the European Union in the 1990s, increasingly with regards to the project of ever-increasing federalization of the EU. Erasmus is widely recognized as one of the EU's biggest success stories, and it simply couldn't have come into existence without the solid framework of pan-continental cooperation that we have built into the European Union. Erasmus, like the EU itself, is a hard-won achievement. What Erasmus contributes to do is that it's much harder for someone to vote for a right-wing politician who wants to close borders or cut off cooperation if he or she owes some of the best years of their life to exactly those things. Initially, this is one of the reasons that world-famous Italian author Umberto Eco thought that Erasmus should be compulsory. Through Erasmus, we don't just build better young people, we build a better Europe.